Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, she's so good. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about her big appearance at the Billboard Music Awards. Mm-hmm. Little thing she did with her daughter, which was so cute. Also at 8 o'clock, I can't say what it is yet, right? Still just a big announcement.
That's right.
Okay, big announcement.
Huge announcement.
The one you've been waiting for. 8 o'clock, we'll do that. Right now, it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
Goodness. Had to drive up first.
You know, did race cars run over my news announcer?
Back in the old days, we used to do traffic.
Oh, right.
Traffic sounder.
No.
Fat fingers. Sorry about
sure,
that. Wrong
it's all
button.
Right. Pillow hands. No problem.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology now. So the Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning continues for our community's youth. Yay! That's good, right?
It's great. Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
All right.
So I don't know. I'll begin with this story. It sounds like I'm radnitching Sarah, but it's actually not about Ben Affleck and J-Lo. So I don't know what they're up to specifically, but many people have seen this get back.
Yeah.
You know, the circle back, the U-turn, the... Yeah. Remember us?
Yeah. And people do. I mean, they got horizontal over the weekend and there's pictures everywhere.
Oh, they did?
They didn't get them in the act or anything, but they're both in the same... Both standing out there at separate times on the same balcony. Huh. Wonder if they're sharing that room.
Wow. Okay, I don't know any of that. This is about getting back together with an ex. And
yes.
How many people have done it? And how these two getting back together have sold some people on it.
Oh.
Well, it does make you...
They just got back. They might just be doing a quick, you know, placeholder bone. Mm-hmm. You know, don't be so quick to jump back in.
Well, look, there's also she's J-Lo the whole time and he's Batman the whole time. I mean, there's a thing going on there. There's might be undeniable.
He's the guy from Live by Night for... God, Jesus Christ's sake.
Nobody knows him from Live by Night. You're hilarious.
So let me ask you a question. First, just, you know, you're the judgy person.
I am.
So is getting back with an ex ever a good idea?
Sure. Can be. Yeah. In fact, I think that a lot of people whose lives were destroyed by the pandemic and they wound up breaking up with their significant other because they just couldn't take another. I bet in a couple years, a lot of those people will be back together. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? Those were tough times.
Right.
Oh, you think they'll get back together?
I do. I think that they'll say, look, I really loved our relationship pre-pandemic. The stress and the constant togetherness, we learned a lot from that. And now we're a little bit past it. And I think we can, let's just get back together. Oh. I bet a lot of people do.
That's an interesting take. I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought we've seen enough of each other in under stressful situations, and I don't like the look of any of it.
Yeah.
Goodbye for... But okay.
Maybe.
I actually hope... I hope you're right, because I do think this situation, and we still don't have... How in the heck did this happen to the world? We still don't have that.
Right.
How could this have happened? But I think it broke up a lot of people, and it's
absolutely
unfortunate. Nobody built their life with a pandemic in their mind, like, oh, well, you know... I think we could withstand that let's do this, even though a pandemic's possible.
Right.
Believe me, I thought of every reason to not do certain things, and pandemic never even entered into the crazy crap I pulled out of my, you know.
No, there was no way to ever, even when they first started talking about this, you know, really started being in the news regularly about a month before the lockdown, even then, it still never crossed my mind that that was something that could act, that we would work from home or that we couldn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, just and all the things that we learned about social distancing and masks and everything else over the past year, like it's, you just didn't, right, you didn't see it coming. I did set my life up for it, though, just, you know, to be on the record. I let my kids grow all the way up so I didn't have to babysit them all day.
It timed out right for you,
no doubt. It did. It timed out. There's, oh, my God.
Good for you.
I know. Really good for me. Phew.
Almost half of people, Americans, I should say, have gone back to an ex before. And half of these people have done it more than once.
Oh.
So it's a consideration.
Well, if the sex was good, you say, well, I'm not doing anything else right now. Should do that guy.
Down there.
I'd totally call Whitey if anything happens to John.
Oh, yeah?
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
And you think he'd take that call, huh?
Probably not. I really hurt him. But after all,
oh, God. You know what? I never want to see you without John, but to see you dating.
I would not. It would be no good.
The comedy that would come out of our show would get like a 10-year life injection.
No.
Out of you being on the dating scene. It would be incredible.
Sarah's on Tinder.
Oh, no. More naked pictures of Sarah got released. Oh, geez.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It'd be so great.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'm 80 when it happens. Let's, you know. Oh, my God. Hopefully I'm 100 when it happens. I hope I die first. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I don't know what I'd do without
like
him.
That.
Oh, I really do hope that.
Dark. Happy Monday.
Yeah. No, it's, look, I've had a great life. If I could die first, that'd make it perfect. Because I can't do it without
him. Would
you
haunt John if he got remarried or got
a girlfriend? Oh, no. I'd want him to be happy and find someone. Don't remarry, though. You know, don't muddy those waters. Just, you can just
have a little friend. Don't remarry.
Yeah, have as much fun as you want, but although I suppose at that point, maybe I don't want the inheritances to be crazy. You know how I've watched families torn apart by people who remarry, and now the kids are all fighting with each other, and these grown kids, and look at Scott Capurro's situation, you know?
What don't about remarry. His situation?
Oh, he's in like massive fights with all his half-brothers and sisters and stuff.
Over dad's fortune?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And by the way, dad's still alive.
I didn't know that he had half-brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, the dad? Oh, boy. Maybe I shouldn't say this. The dad had a whole other family.
Oh, well, they're entitled to everything that he is, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Or is that the argument, that they're not, that they're
I truly am not involved in that argument, and I, you know, that's not the only family I've watched have trouble after someone passes. Keep it simple.
Oh,
keep it,
Scott's keep it been simple. Counting that, how do they say, counting your chickens for so long now.
Oh, my God. Will they ever hatch? No one knows.
I hope it brings him the joy and the debt relief he believes it will. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, almost half of people say that they have, that's a, their thing is to not get back with an ex. So, you know, there's, you know, like 44%. Have gone back to an ex, 47. Yeah. Don't do that. Mm. That's their MO is I don't go back. You
it's
had your chance.
On again, off again thing. Like Whitey and I for years were on again, off again. And but I think he's the only boy. Well, I did go back to a high school boyfriend one time.
The poll also found that 3 in 10 people agree with this statement.
Right.
3 in 10 say, I'm only happy when I'm in a relationship.
Only happy in a relationship.
And
that's
men
a problem.
Are more likely to agree with that than women.
You went back and forth to Darcy.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, if there's anything that would make it clear in my mind not to do that,
oh,
it's
I
that
see. After
high
that
school
experience.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, that was high school. Yeah. And I, you know, couldn't manage anything in my life. I mean, I didn't continue to manage much even as I became an adult, but... Mm. You know, I would say to my friends, make sure that girl doesn't know that where we are or what we're doing. Please, I don't want to see her. You know what happens, and then she'd come walking right through the door, and I'd be like,
and "You'd
you
be
guys.
Like, oh boy, I'm 4 beers in, and she looks good."
And you know, this was before texting too, so it wasn't like they could go, "Hey, you know, meet us at this kegger." Right. Somehow that girl. Anyway,
well, she was wired into the same circle as you.
I guess I don't.
I can't quit you, babe.
Oh, there you go. I was gonna. What? Anyway, more men believe that they're not happy unless they're in a relationship than women.
More men than women.
More men.
That's actually interesting. If you find that you can't be happy except when you're in a relationship, next time you're not in one, try to be happy. Try to wait until you're actually happy before you get in another one.
Yeah, I like being... I didn't have a problem being alone. I spent like years on end of just being single. So I don't... I have a trouble relating to that, but okay. These stories bum me out because I realize as a country we need to take care of people who've been sick or injured or, you know, the less fortunate among us. And then you find this guy and you go, ugh. A man from New York named Anthony Ragusa.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey.
Tony Ragusa.
He's been accused of collecting disability benefits while simultaneously becoming a bodybuilder.
Oh. What did he say was wrong with him?
They say here, he wasn't exactly even doing it on the DL either. He was caught because he was featured on Instagram on his wife's account, Lolly, who's also an International Federation of Bodybuilding and Fitness pro. So they're both pro bodybuilders. Meanwhile, he's been collecting disability since 2013.
Under what guise? What did he say? One arm? Like, what's his disability?
Prosecutors say Anthony initially filed for disability in 2013 when he said he fell while working as an electrician and suffered severe injuries that made it difficult to put on shoes, walk for 15 minutes, or even sit for a half an hour at a time.
Mm.
And he claimed disability up until just last year, despite getting into pro bodybuilding in 2017. So he's been stealing money from our government for years.
Right, got it.
He's facing felony charges of grand larceny, as this was money that he was able to live off of. I mean, this is disability. Like, right. You don't work.
Right.
Here's your money. We're giving it to you because you tried to work.
We're helping you.
And we're going to make sure we take care of our people. And that's what this creep was up to. Anyway, he got caught because his wife posted a picture of him. In one of the posts from 2019, she describes him as her partner in crime.
They are, in fact, partners in crime. Oh, look at, she is beefy. Like, she and he, he's
Jack, too. Look at him.
Yeah. Those are thunder thighs. If I had like those, clap those together,
moly.
The lightning shoots out. That is impressive.
Strong. I guarantee you those thighs are thicker than my waist.
Oh my God. They're sure. And those calves are even thicker than your waist. I mean,
you can't see that
lady,
but she is a bodybuilder.
Yeah, she is. Put that picture up. Yeah, she is fully committed to being as big as she can be.
Good for her.
Oh, is that her cheek or is that like
cheek.
The bottom of the shorts?
That's a cheek.
You got her so she's got like a she has a hot pants tan line.
What?
I don't see what you're talking about.
See how there's like a white, there's just white right there between the cheeks on her butt.
On her left leg, butt cheek.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess. Yeah,
do you think that's the shorts?
Her butt
or
cheek.
No,
her
she's
butt
just
cheek.
Got a
her,
white
for
tan
sure her
line.
Skin. Yeah, yeah.
She wears those exact shorts when she tans. Or spray tans, I guess, probably, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Boy, that is
I'll tell you what,
hiney. That's a top shelf hiney right there.
They no longer include ass cheek coverage in bikinis. They just don't.
No.
If you go down to the beach,
it's very hard to find some that do
the
cover
asses
it.
Are hanging out, and it's not about, there's no size requirement or it's just, there's no asses in bikinis anymore.
Mm-hmm. No.
That just go up.
You need
the crack.
To shop in the women's department, girls, if you want. If you want that, which clearly you don't, because there you are.
Right.
Well, it's even hard
your
to find
ass
a full
cheeks are
suit.
Free.
A full piece suit does that now.
Yeah.
One piece is also have the.
Yeah.
I think they call it a whale. Is it a whale tail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh wow, that's
you
just
can
an
still
accident
you,
waiting to happen. There.
Don't worry. Don't
What's
worry,
the
ladies.
Accident? What accident will happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I just imagine like going down a water slide and then it just breaks.
Rips,
or,
yep. Breaks, yeah. Mm-hmm. Breaking would be terrible because then I guess you tie a knot in the two halves. I guess, and you're, now you're walking around with a knot in your crack.
Because it's too stringy and like it's not as strong for
yeah,
support?
Yeah, totally,
or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a surprise.
Yeah,
I just
or
really,
it gets just so far up there that
there's
you,
some
you're
sand
just
and then picking, it rubs on your butt, raw
like
spot.
Would say.
And it, sure,
I thought it would be more aerodynamic, if anything, you know.
No. Yeah, less. I mean, there's nothing touching the actual material that's you know right. your that's so called covering you because it's you
not
know
covering you
in between
less
your cheeks
is for stuff to go wrong.
I don't know. Maybe there's some chafing. There's some wear. You know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's
I'm
definitely
running up and down the beach and boing boing boing.
If you hit a beach anytime soon, you'll know what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's the butt cheeks have been removed from bikinis.
I see it all over my Instagram.
Yeah.
So
I don't need to see that. I hope it goes away. I hope maybe someday.
Good friend's daughter has an Instagram.
Uh-oh.
No, I can't even follow her. It wouldn't be right for me to follow her. That's the problem. That's the point I'm making is I went to follow her because it's my good friend's daughter.
Mm-hmm. And how old is she?
2019 yeah. It is it's a bikini modeling site.
I see.
Like that's all that's there. I went, I can't follow this young lady. People will put me and this person together and be like, what the hell is that old man doing following this
young
lady?
Yeah, you don't want to be harding stuff on her feed. You know, that just doesn't
nope.
Seems
oh,
wrong.
Speaking of, if you want to see the cutest thing you've ever seen, go to my Instagram, at Vin Hassan. It's the first photo up.
All right, I'm going.
It's the cutest
it's
thing
so
you've ever
cute.
Seen.
It's so cute. I saw it last night. It was so cute.
How's yeah, that?
It was adorable.
This. Yeah, it's.
Does she do that all the time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it the puppy?
It is the puppy. Yeah.
Oh, with a choopy.
Art.
Oh. Really?
You got to go see it if you want to. I mean, it's just it's the puppy is sucking on my daughter's choopy.
It's even hard to notice because it's sort of the same color as her. It's mm-hmm. white on the top. So you're just looking first. You're like, oh, this is really the cutest puppy. And then it's like, it has a pacifier in its mouth. So how big is she now? Are you guys taking her for full on walks? Is she
oh,
driving
yeah.
the kids
she's,
around?
She's big. She's super energetic. She can jump onto anything. She's not afraid of heights. She's awesome.
Does she chew the plastic part off the back of the, you know, the actual thing that you put in
if
your
mouth? If left with it too long, yes.
It'll be gone. Mm-hmm. I see.
But we really want that kid to quit the choopies anyway. So we've actually looked at it on the bright side. The dog's ruining the choopies. If that kid runs out, she's done. We're over it.
Great.
2.5. It's enough with the choopy already, yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let me see here. 415. Weird. I had to provide medical records to qualify for disability. Pretty sure they spoke directly to my doctors. They don't seem to make it that easy to make a false claim. No, I'm betting you that this guy's been lying and doing whatever sneaky, snaky thing he's got to do to stay paid, right? We're talking about the disability
yes,
guy.
I'm sure that when he actually filed for disability, he had hurt himself, right? Mm-hmm. So he goes through, there's doctor bills, medical bills, whatever. He probably got somebody who's training him to be a weightlifter to beat to say that they were his physical therapist or
right.
something. Yeah, I mean, that's you have to work to get disability continued. I'm sure you have to continue to prove that you're eligible.
The wording on this next one's funny. It says, I'm worried about my V popping out.
That's what I was
yeah.
trying to say.
Yeah.
Well, yep. yeah, but they don't, they're not exactly outside your body as we, I mean,
no, they
popping.
Can be.
You think of a wiener popping out.
Sure. But if you've got something tightly pressed against it and it's thin, it's a wide-ish area. I mean, it's
yeah.
got, there's some stuff happening there.
It's and not it a can, it's not a cute look. It's
yeah.
Just,
so you'd have to almost like tuck it and tuck and tuck and then get that thing as wide as you could. I just don't. But you know what? You do you, everyone.
Yeah,
if you want to have that flap
about.
Yeah,
you
wind,
don't know what you're talking about.
You're right. We don't. We don't know. Why would we know?
Yeah.
Why would we know? How
you
would we ever
idea.
Know anything
so
about that?
To
it's
try
not
it
something.
Yeah.
Don't tell us what a cute look is.
Yeah, you've never been prettier.
You don't know what cute is.
Just it's, like, right. It's like a saddle on top of the.
I'm fully with Sarah. She perfectly described what's going on down there.
Sarah's going to age you before your years. Don't follow her anywhere.
She's doing it on her own. Right? She's a kid after my own heart. I'm like, oh, she's 27 and she's already got it.
Shane, what do you
Let's
think?
Let's go get
it's really cute.
Thank you.
What?
Tom Shane likes it.
Oh, that's Tom really Shane. Wow, I've never heard him step into the show. Good job,
really
Tom.
Cute.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The Weeknd finally wins some awards, but Pink is the real winner.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.